Whoa! This thing is gorgeous.
You'll have a much more comfortable flight this time, I would imagine.
The view's much better than the inside of Geist's trunk.
Up front is the cockpit.
That's a good place for it. It has to make it easier to fly from there.
This is the passenger compartment. Back there to the right is the master bedroom, and the other door leads to the storage bay.
Cool. I'll stash my stuff in there.
I don't suppose you know how to... Hey, that's the wrong door. That's the bedroom.
I know.
We're less than a minute, and she's already taking over.
Wow.
And you wouldn't even have stuff to stash if we even had been nice enough to get your stuff shipped over here from the States.
She's a strong-willed woman. But if I know you, Mr. Derek, you are going to allow her to take the living quarters anyway.
Still, it's common courtesy to ask before you move in, instead of assuming. Do you know how to fly a jeep?
I've never taken piloting lessons, if that's what you mean.
We'll have to see about that. I love flying, but it'd be nice to have someone else who can take over the controls on the long flights.
I understand. I stand ready to learn whatever you need me to, Mr. Derek.
No need to be so formal, Ajit. Call me Derek. Or Geist. I hate formalities.
As you wish, sir.
Not another one. Now what? Geist.
Mr. Geist. This is Maurice Faure of the Hotel Ritz.
Bonjour, Monsieur Faure. To what do I owe the pleasure? Is everything all right with my reservation?
Oui, monsieur. The Windsor Suite is yours for as long as you wish. But that is not why I am calling. We have had an incident here at the hotel that I was hoping you would be able to help us with.
I'm not sure.
Oh, please, Monsieur Geist. The hotel has only recently recovered from the attention of that dreadful business with Monsieur Dirty.
That was 10 years ago.
Oui. Perry, she has a very long memory.
Well, I'm really coming out to look into my parents' disappearance. We're departing from England in about a half an hour.
I'm aware of that, Monsieur, and that is why you were the first to come to mind.
Because
this situation, it is like the case they were investigating before they disappeared.
How can that... Okay, Faure. We'll be there in about 2 hours.
So this is the Paris Ritz, huh? I was expecting something bigger. After all, we all know how many men have been in the Paris Hilton.
It's larger than you think. What it lacks in height, it makes up for in length.
It just doesn't look like a hotel to me.
That's because you're used to American hotels. Well, that and the fact that it was originally built as a private residence.
This was somebody's home?
Back in the 19th century. Then it was a financial institution before being bought by Caesar Ritz in 1898.
You have obviously done your research, sir.
It was the last known residence of my parents, Chief. I can tell you the exact dimensions of the laundry room if needed.
I'm just surprised that there aren't more paparazzi around.
Are you being tacky, or are you just woefully uninformed?
What?
Do you remember Princess Diana?
Who doesn't? What about... Wait a second... Didn't she die somewhere around here?
Over at the Pont d'Alma Tunnel. This is where they were coming from. Ever since then, the paparazzi have been persona non grata outside the hotel. It doesn't stop them from lurking in the area, though. In fact, if you look casually over your right shoulder, your picture's being taken with a high-powered lens.
Really?
Bienvenue, messieurs, mademoiselle, to the Hotel Ritz. May I park your automobile?
Keep it close. We may be leaving again soon.
Oui, monsieur. Pierre, take in the bags.
Okay, Guy.
That was a big one. A lot of people still haven't recovered.
The Lady Diana was beloved by many around the world. She had the kindest soul I've ever seen.
Yeah, that too. I meant that it was a pretty big black eye for the media. There's a lot of people who are still resentful.
The fact that many of the paparazzi haven't learned from the tragedy doesn't help. Most are still relentless in obtaining the story of the picture. There needs to be a limit to the invasion of people's privacy.
Spoken like a true member of the elite. You rich and famous have no problem being in the spotlight as long as it suits your purposes. But the second you're into something the tiny bit scandalous, you yell and scream about deserving privacy.
Spoken like a member of the Fourth Estate. I find it amazing that private citizens are protected from being spied on by the government, but the so-called press is able to bug homes, set up video surveillance, and get involved in high-speed car chases. They act like the KGB at the height of the Soviet Union, while hiding behind an American ideal. And there's a difference between pursuing a legitimate story and creating one from scratch, or going beyond the use of good sense. Stowing away in the trunk of a car for an international flight.
But it led to a major story now, didn't it? I know you would have just preferred to go about your business without anyone knowing what you're up to, but people have the right to know.
Why? What possible good can come from people knowing the details about what goes bump in the night? Does it keep them safer?
Mr. Derek, Miss Lindsay, we should take this inside, perhaps away from the eyes that see and ears that hear all.
After you.
Go in.
You could just put the luggage anywhere. We'll sort it out later. Thanks.
Oui, monsieur.
You don't do anything halfway, do you? This place is amazing. What's it called again?
The Windsor Suite. My parents stayed here whenever they came to Paris. They loved it here, probably because of the romantic air of the place. It's said that it was used as a romantic rendezvous for the Duke and Duchess of Windsor before Edward abdicated the throne. I think my grandfather stayed here a few times as well.
Indeed he did. Mr. Heinrich was made good home here, and complimented the taste of the Duchess.
Would you please stop that?
Stop what?
That. Thank you very much.
Merci, monsieur.
I wish you stopped playing the foreign servant.
Humble Ajit apologizes for his master's discomfort. But you shall gather information with your abilities, and I shall gather them with mine.
Why shouldn't he play the part? That's what he is to you.
I don't. Come in.
Bonjour, Monsieur Geist. Thank you so much for coming. I hope the suite is your liking.
Very much, Monsieur Fari.
Oh, call me Maurice, s'il vous plaît.
Only if you call me Derek.
I am so happy that you will be able to help us, Monsieur Derek. This latest disappearance could not come at the worst of times.
I've made any promises yet, Maurice. Tell me what's going on.
I'm just going to go unpack my things.
Don't you dare. You're not stealing 2 bedrooms in 1 day. The bed's mine, and you can just sit your butt down out here and hear the details with the rest of us. My apologies, Maurice. Please, go on.
The Boucher family have been regular visitors to the Ritz for years and are one of the old money families within the city. The youngest daughter, Michelle, has been involved with the son of one of the members of the Council of Paris. The Ritz has been chosen to host their engagement party in 2 days, in spite of everything that has happened in the past. It was to be the event of the season.
What happened?
The Ritz had its fair share of problems in the past, not including the deaths of Princess Diana and the owner's son. Mainly because they didn't actually happen on the property. The hotel has been the final residence of Frederick Salisbury in 1960 and Ambassador Pamela Churchill Harriman in 1997, just 6 months before the accident in the tunnel. And that doesn't count the various kidnappings, disappearances, thefts, and the other assorted crimes.
Haven't you people ever heard of hotel security?
For a hotel of our fame, we have a rather low number of incidents. Unfortunately, the renown of our clientele makes those few globally known.
Sincerest apologies for any disparagement, but how many of said incidents can be related to other worldly events?
Only a few. The majority of the monsters that bring us problems are of the human variety.
So something happened to Mademoiselle Boucher?
Oui. Yesterday she was in her suite when she apparently went for the walk. Only she did not inform anyone that she was going. When she failed to return after several hours, the police were summoned. She has disappeared.
Okay. Sounds like a standard missing persons. What ties it into the old case?
The Bouchers, they are first cousins of the Patains.
And Marie Patain was the woman kidnapped 15 years ago.
Correct.
What happened to her?
Same scenario. Went out for a walk and didn't come back. Witnesses were scarce, but my folks were able to link the kidnapping to an underground movement among some of the less fortunate citizens who were tired of working their fingers to the bone and not being able to make ends meet. They were trying to legitimize themselves by referring themselves as the New Revolution.
Sounds more like an 80s rock band.
My parents tracked them down and found Patain down in the catacombs.
So has anyone checked on this old group? I mean, if these nutjobs tried it once, they may try it again.
The police, they are already tracking them down for questioning.
And it's not particularly fair to refer them as nutjobs. In spite of their choice in names and the way they went about it, they had a legitimate problem they were trying to deal with. While the players are different, the economic status, the extreme differences between the wealthy and the poor in Paris is disconcerting. They don't have things like a government-enforced minimum wage to help make sure people are compensated fairly. And when situations become dire, people get desperate.
Monsieur, are you defending them?
Not at all. They were still using violent means to illustrate their message, which can't be allowed. I'm just saying that I understand how desperate situations can lead to desperate actions. Who was the last person to see Michelle here at the hotel?
The concierge, Geraldine.
Let her know that I'll be coming to talk with her shortly.
You are going to help us then? Magnifique!
I'll do what I can.
Grand merci, monsieur. I will inform Geraldine immediately. But please, work quickly. Mademoiselle Boucher must be returned before her engagement party.
Why?
The press, it will make a disaster of things.
Was that supposed to be some sort of crack?
No. The truth.
You plan to start with the concierge and pick up her trail?
It's the best plan of action I can come up with.
That's the track the cops will be taking. We should just jump to the end and hit the catacombs.
The problem with that is that you're assuming that the same people are responsible for both crimes.
Isn't that what you're counting on? Taking the case in order to follow your parents' footsteps to see if you can figure out what happened to them?
No. An old family friend has asked for my help in saving another human being. That's motivation enough.
But if it does prove to be the same people...
That would be icing on the cake, yes.
Then let's cut to the chase and hit the catacombs.
Just because I'm hoping it's a similar situation doesn't mean I'm going to exclude the chance that it's not.
But while you're out jumping through hoops, that girl's trapped down there.
And if she's not trapped down there, going on a wild goose chase isn't going to help her either.
Well, I'm going down there, and I'll bet I'll find her before you do.
You want to bet on this girl's life?
Sure. If I find her down in the catacombs, I get to have the bedroom all to myself while we're in Paris. And you serve me breakfast there every morning until we leave. Not Ajit, but you, personally.
Fine. But if I find her before you do, we hang a hammock in the cargo hold for you to sleep in, and you leave my bedroom on the jet alone.
Deal.
Ajit.
Yes, sir?
Follow her. Make sure she doesn't get herself into trouble or bite off more than she could chew.
Yes, sir.
Ajit?
Yes, sir?
What she said earlier, before Maurice arrived. Do I treat you and Jeremy like foreign servants?
Sometimes, sir. But that's just your way. The way your culture has developed to deal with those that take care of you.
I don't see either of you that way, though.
We know the nature of your heart. That's what matters most.
I hate it when she's right. I hope she doesn't make a habit of it.